You rain on high, 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 you rain on high. Oh yes. For it is God inside us forever in heaven. Our prayer, our God from now even unto the end. For this God is our forever and ever. He will be my God for now, even unto the end. For this God is my God forever and ever. He will be my God from now even unto the end. He will be my God from now even unto the end. He will be my strength, oh, even unto the end. Jesus will be by me from now even unto the end. God. Yes, we are mighty, mighty enough to deliver our children. We worship you, Father, for this. You are the mighty God. Let us magnify him. He's mightier than the mightiest, the rock that never fails. Father, you are the mighty God. The great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah for what you've done the past series, Lord. Thank you for the past series of prayer for our daughters. And we appreciate you for what you've taught us over the days. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All other gods are the works of man. You are the only God. There is none like you. All other gods, they are the works of man. You are the only one. There is none like you. You are the God. Yes. You are are the works of man. You are the only one. There is no like you, Jehovah. Oh Lord, they are the works of man. You are the only one. There is no like you. There is no like you. No one can save our daughter, deliver our daughter, protect our daughter like God. And is the one we've come to meet again this evening. Even as we commit our daughters into the hand of the Holy Spirit, as we begin to pray again for them. No lightning. So let's worship Him. Let's just praise Him. Let's magnify His holy name. None like Him, none like Him, none like Him, none like Him. There is no power like the power of Jesus. There is no power like the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no power like the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. No power, no power, no power like the power of our Lord Jesus. No power, no power. No power like the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. No power, no power like the power of our Lord Jesus. Like the power of our Lord Jesus. And that is the power that we are running to this evening. No name like the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No name, no name. No name, no name, and it is that name that we run to this evening. It is that name we run to this evening. It is at that name that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess regarding our children this evening. Oh yes, let's just magnify His holy name even as we worship Him this evening. Before we begin to pray, yes, Lord. He will never fail. And He has never failed. And He will never, never fail. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse number 8. Let's worship Him, the one that never fails. The one that answers prayers. Unto Him shall all flesh come. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus, the same forever. He can never, never fail. He will never fail. He will never fail. Jesus, the same forever. Magnify His holy name because He will never fail. Because your prayer will never go into the voicemail. He is going to hear you. Our prayers regarding our children will come to pass. Even in our lifetime in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, magnify us. Oh yes, we cannot tell you that. The Lord has done for us. We cannot tell you. 25 nights of sleeping to woke up on this 26th day. It can only be Him. It can only be Him. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell you. What He has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He gave us healthy children. He gave us healthy children. They are in their right minds. So I can shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I can shout, praise the Lord. shout hallelujah, 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 to your love. Hallelujah. Just washing feet. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Yes, there is no other God. Just one more minute of worshiping Him. And just say, there is no other God like Him. No one can answer like Him. No one can answer us like Him. No one, no one, no one. He's the dependable one. He's the dependable one. He's the dependable one. He's the dependable one. That is why we are here. We bless your holy name, Father, for this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, no one can answer prayer. Everyone changes, everyone fades off. But my Jesus never fades off. Yes. His name, I know His name. His name is wonderful, I know His name, hallelujah, I know Him, oh yeah, His name is wonderful, I know His name, I know His name, I know His name, His name is wonderful, I know. Oh yes, we know. Yes, I know His name is wonderful. I know His name. I know His name. I know His name. His name is wonderful. I know His name. I know His name. I know. His name is wonderful, I know His name. Let's thank God for the privilege to know His name. Let's thank Him because at His name every knee bow, every tongue confess. Let's thank God because even at His name, as we begin to pray again, at this hour of solution, pray especially for our daughters, we will see results. We will see results. We will see results in the name of Jesus Christ because prayer never dies. Let's thank God because His name is wonderful. Our children will experience positive wonders. Positive wonders, positive wonders, positive wonders, positive wonders in the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Father. Blessed be your name, Father. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So, our Father and our God, we want to thank you again. Thank you for the praise and worship session. Thank you for bringing us again to the hour of prayer. Thank you even for those who are joining us, those who are here to join us, and those that will join us. We bless your name for their lives. Please, Lord, don't let this evening just be another time of teaching and praying for fun. Don't let it be business as usual, but let it be a time of positive interaction, positive impactation that will lead us even in preparing for the next stage of our daughters and your church as a whole. Thank you, Father, for answering to prayers. In Christ Jesus' name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you are. Good evening, good day, wherever you are, all over the world. The Lord Himself will answer you, will answer your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, we will continue where we stopped last week, praying for our daughters. But before we continue, I want to just remind us of what God has been teaching us in this series of praying for our daughters, especially what God has taught us the past 2 weeks. Amen. So we learn about leading our daughters to Christ very early. That was what we learned last week. This week we'll be looking into a bit of friendship. But before then, I want to remind us of what God taught us last week. That we need to, as early as possible, lead our daughters to Christ. We need to lead them to Christ. And how do we do that? We need to show her love. By the grace of God, after this series, I'll be starting praying for our boys as well, praying for our sons. When I finish this series on praying for our daughters, then I'm going to go to praying for our sons. So that's to balance this teaching. But it's a stage by stage. Why I'm taking my time to do all these things is just basically because we are a growing church. We've not gone through what many churches have gone through. So we are just going through the process, especially as we are rebuilding and starting afresh. So how do we get our daughters to how do we lead them to Christ? First of all, we have to show them love. And like I said last week, it's not a type of when you want to preach to them, it's not that type in which you're preaching fire and whatever it is. It should be gentle. It should be very, very solemn in showing her what to do. And the best thing we could ever give to our daughters is to lead them to Christ very early in life. And we have to be gentle in getting to that goal. So how do we do that? We show our love. We pray that she will love the Holy Spirit. We pray that she will love Christ. The prayer must be done beforehand before the approach at all. Show her love. Pray for her even before you approach her and tell her about Christ. And then we have to, I told her last week, we need to model Jesus at our homes. And how do we do it? By obeying what the Bible is saying. Let them see it. So when they see us do it, it's easier for them to do what they see us do. So we need to model Jesus in our houses. And then we need to talk about Jesus as well without sounding preachy. You know, find stories about Jesus' miracles. Find stories that... you know, they love children, love stories. And as they begin to understand those stories, you ask them, what did you understand when you speak with them? And then it's easier for you to be able to get them to Christ that way. And then, as God will give you the grace, teach her what it means to be born again. To explain John 3:16, for God so loved the world, in a way that she'll be able to understand that not only the world, that she's very crucial in that package. And I ended up by telling us that there are two things that is also very crucial. You need to be a friend to your daughter. It is easier to influence her as a friend than as a parent. Loving and sharing things with her rather than commanding or ordering her around. Then I said we should be creative about everything we are doing. We just need to be a bit creative Be resourceful as well. Use whatever tool around you to be able to model Jesus and get her to come to Jesus. And then I think, oh, that was 2 weeks ago. And then last week I talked about rooting our daughters in Christ. How do you root them in Christ? Help them to build a quiet time culture. Encourage regular praying time. Let them be doing something in God's house. And I'm very happy about this culture that almost all the parents in the house engage their children just to pick something up or drop something downstairs there, which is very, very important. The emphasis on good friends was laid because, like I said, Ecclesiastes 10 verse number 1, Ecclesiastes 10 1 says that dead flies causes the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking sour. So does a little folly him that is in the reputation for wisdom and honor. In other words, the influence of a dead fly, of a corrupt friend on a parent, on a child, cannot be underemphasized. And then, like I said, as they begin to grow up, help them to make praying a way of life, fellowship with Christian a way of life, so that when they get to attending church regularly, it's a way of life, reading Bible a way of life, having family devotion, let it be a way of life. So that when she leaves the house, joining campus fellowship will not be a problem. Looking for one will not be a problem. That will have been a way of life, you know. And like I said, most girls love to read, so we encourage them to read good spiritual books, books that will make their mind matured in many, many things, books that will encourage them and move them to where that expected destination that you have in mind for them when God gave you the blueprint for their life. And like I said, prayer never dies. We need to keep praying until we get the results that we needed. Today I want to talk about friendship before we pray for our daughters again. About friendship. You know, my daughter is getting to that age now. And God has been helping me in doing one of those things that is crucial. You know, as soon as your girls, our daughter, gets to the age of 11, 12, 13, 14, upwards, friends become more prominent in their life. She will like to be with her friends, talk more with her friends. She would love to get advice from friends rather than parents. She will be, you know, there's a tendency that she will want to get self-esteem acceptance from friends. Character, attitude, vision, plans, I believe, etc. It's possible that you will be shaped by the friends around her, positively or negatively. That is why we need to pray about their friends that they will be meeting with as they begin to move into that age. We pray ahead. One problem every teenager girls will battle with is peer pressure. We all went through it, male or female, we went through it. At that stage, you know, when they are getting to that 11, 12, 13, 14, this pubertate age, the age of I know it, the age of, you know, just their body developing into, you know, the next level of their life. Different background orientation of other influences, they will begin to see it. That is why we need to be careful and pray and know the friends, the people that they meet, those that they are on their phone list, and etc., etc. And this is at that age, between that 11 to 14, 15, most girls, statistics say most girls have sex for the first time in their teenage year due to encouragement from friends. They go into all sorts of things, even taking of drugs, attending wild parties. They begin to get influenced with because of the people they meet with, engagement in lesbianism relationship. At that age, they begin to teach them all sorts in the school. So if you have not really done a good homework, there's a possibility that there might be more fasting and praying to be done later. And all this, what I'm talking about now, comes from negative friends, from influence from friends that are not of Christian background, even those who are of Christian background, who have derailed, even some go to occultism magic very early. So I'm just trying to get something off my nose. So your daughter's friend will influence her a long way, you know, and this is the right time to begin to be the best friend to your daughter. If friends are this important, like I've said now, then you need to help her to choose godly and good friend. You know who the friends are very early in life, know what they are doing very early in life, and begin to work with them very early in life. Know what they are doing very early in life, know who all their friends are, and then relate with them. And no matter the age of your daughter, young, old, infant, toddler, preteens, no matter their age, never fail to pray for her about relationship. Send wrong friends away from her. Tell the Holy Spirit to connect her with godly friends. I want to repeat this one. Do all you can to send wrong friends away. You know, don't say, these children in this Europe. Because at the end of the day, it's going to backfire on you. Use Holy Spirit to disconnect them. The moment you realize this person is becoming uncontrollable, is wayward, use the Holy Spirit to separate them. Make it a bloody fight spiritually. Or else, you might be engaging into a tough battle in the future. And what do we do next? We need to teach our children the importance of friendship. How do I put this across now? Just teach her to know the importance of keeping good friends. Why bad friends are bad. Not having good friends is not good. Not having good friends is not good. Let her know that one. She needs to find good friends, friends that they share the same thoughts, the same way of life. And then maybe we need to teach our daughters that our best friends should be girls like her. Many some girls, they feel comfortable among boys. They say boys, they are best friend because they keep secrets. They don't do the just tell. Like the best friendship we ever have would be a girl like her. It helps to avoid gang raping, all these sort of things, you know. And like I said again, teach her about the danger of bad friends. Teach her that bad friends can ruin someone's life. They can help to destroy the destiny that prepared destiny that God has got for her, and that God has shown you that you are walking her to. And we should encourage their friends to come to our home, to come to the house. By then you're able to see their behavior, hear what they are saying, even if it is whatever they are doing, especially sports, sit down with them. This person is my hero. No, it's just a footballer. Jesus is he's our hero. So as you begin to use words that are worldly, you're able to sneak in and correct give them the right words to use. You know, and also I want to encourage us as our friends get to this, our daughters get to this age, that we know the parents of our daughter, and let's know their parents. So that will give us an idea if they have the same family values, same family setup. Because at the end of the day, our daughters will be going to their places, and if that is not in place, they might be bringing in wrong ideas, wrong thoughts. There was a time my daughter was having friends. I said, let's meet on Sunday. I said, no, tell them you go to church on Sunday. How they go and do this? No, I think they want to do, we'll do some other days, because the influence is beginning to come. Yeah, it's your friend. Yeah, let's go. No. At that time, this is when we do have our own program. If she wants to come with us, it's good. And when we finish, she can go with her. Then, okay, tell her that. You know, if that is what they want to do, then by then we are able to cut off some ungodly friend out of our life. Because before we know it, Sunday is taken away. And then other things will begin to set in. So family values, family setup, you need to know who, you know, the parents of your friend's daughter. It helps, because at the end of the day, they will influence the thoughts of your daughter. You know, like I always said again, allow them to bring their friends home. By doing so, you'll be able to have a close range look in the way they dress, the way they talk. Make your home comfortable for her to bring, you know, all our friends in. And it helps you to monitor things yourself. Maybe two or three more, then we'll go and pray. And whenever you have a chance to be with your children, talk to them about your family values. Your stand on some few things, on drugs, on alcohol, on friendship, on academics, on relationship, on food as well, obedience, yes, parents, what your thoughts on marriage is, parties as well, all this little thing, begin to sow it into this, our own family values. Not everything is a guy, you know. Like I said, here in the West now, they teach tolerance from the nursery school. So, you know, the first 3 years, too, we can begin to build that into her, because after the first 3 years, 3 to 6 years, you know, it'll be the kindergarten. Other influences begin to come in, and then from the age of 6, when they start primary school, other influences begin to come in. So these family values begin to introduce it to them, you know. At this particular time, this is what we do, like in the house now, they know Friday, this is the time we pray daily, this is the time we pray, Saturday is what we do, or Sunday is what we do. We begin to put these family values into them very, very early, especially when they begin to get to teenagers, in which television and friends will begin to be one of the two major things that will be controlling them. And then teach her to do away with bad friends. You know, say, oh, this one is not okay now. You know, without hurting anybody's feelings. And how do you get that done? It's just, that's okay. Be a bit diplomatic about the way you do things. Be diplomatic about it. And just tell her, this thing, we don't do it here. This thing is not available. My parents will not condone it. And that is just prayer. And you need to also pray bad friends out of their life. Make it a bloody thing. You know, make sure you put everything that could separate them from any bad friend. Because at the end of the day, every bad friend will influence your daughter. Every one of them, no matter how small they are, no matter what they do, they will end up influencing them. And then it will be a good thing to monitor your daughter's friends. You know, be their friend on Twitter, Facebook, all these social medias, because that is the next thing. Even TikTok, to be with them. All, you know, so that you're able to know what to do. And then maybe I will stop with this lastly and tell your daughter about one thing I love is Proverbs 13 verse number 20. Proverbs 13 verse number 20. It helps her to choose who she works with. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." So it makes sure that, you know, she knows that one. And it takes a while, you know, raising up, building up a child, building up anything upward, it takes a lot of strength. Going down is not a problem. To work and make 1 million euro is not a problem, but to spend it can just be a couple of minutes. So building up a child, you know, train up a child in the way that child will go, is a lot of work, and it is a thing that we cannot stop doing until they get to that prepared destination where God wants us, want them to be. So we'll start now with our first prayer. I know it's a bit of a lecture today, but we need to get that before we begin to pray. That is the basis for our prayer this evening, praying for our daughters, praying for our daughters. So the topic today is friendship. So we are going to pray and say, Father, thank you for the nuggets you've given to us this evening regarding our daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will say, Father, thank you one more time. Thank you for what you've taught us this evening. Thank you even for the plan that you have, Mother, for my daughter. It's a good plan to bring her to an expected end. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I bless your holy name for all this, Father. We bless your holy name. We thank you. And then let's go ahead and say it, Father. Thank you for all the daughters that are yet to be born into our families. Thank you for all the daughters that is already born in our families. Thank you because they were good friends. They were good friends. They were good friends in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we go to Jeremiah and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for all the daughters that has been born into our family. Thank you for the one that will be born into our family. We have to take all the glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then you say, my daughter, make Jesus Christ your best friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will cry to the Almighty God and say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, make Jesus Christ the best friend of my daughter. My daughter, make Jesus Christ your best friend in the name of Jesus Christ. My daughter, make Jesus Christ your best friend in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, make Jesus Christ your best friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You say, oh Lord, let your intimacy with my daughter grow deeper by the day. Let your intimacy with my daughter grow by the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, remember I told us about 2 weeks ago that most things that sweep our daughter away is television and fashion. Let's say, Father, let your intimacy with my daughter grow. Because as they grow with the Almighty God, these two things begin to go down. We can't take it off their life, but we can make sure that the level is controlled. So let's say, Father, oh Lord, let your intimacy be with my daughter. Let your intimacy with my daughter grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your intimacy with my daughter grow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your intimacy with my daughter grow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your intimacy with my daughter grow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be so, my Father and my God. Let it be so, my Father and my God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I've told us earlier about the impact of bad friends in the life of our daughters. Shall we see any friend that want to take away my daughter from Jesus be separated by fire in the name of Jesus Christ? Any friend that want to separate or want to take away my daughter from Jesus be separated by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Separate such friends, even from the kindergarten, Father, to the primary school, to the secondary school, to the university level, Father, even to the time they'll be choosing their life partner. Father, any friends that want to take away my daughter from Jesus, Father, separate them by fire. Separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Mothers, I've told you this prayer must be prayed bloodily. One influence of one bad friend is enough to ruin the destiny of someone, to make that wheel to go backwards. And every time the wheel go backwards, it's 360 degrees away from the destination. Father, any friends that wants to take away my daughter from Jesus, Father, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Jehovah, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus. Anyone that want to lure my daughter, that want to lure my daughter into prostitution, into, that will take away my daughter from Jesus. Father, separate them, O Lord. Separate them, O Lord. Separate them, O Lord. Separate them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, separate them, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. You know one thing, prayer never dies. Prayer is a spirit. He never dies. He never dies. Let's pray that prayer one more time. Anyone, Lord, anyone, any friend that wants to take away my daughter from Jesus, Father, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Prayer point number 4. Any friend that can lure my daughter into premarital sex, be separated from her by fire. You know, I've been speaking about this cohabiting of any sort. It is not of God. It destroys the future. In fact, it makes the Bible like a form. Let's cry to the Almighty God. Any friend, because that is the time when they begin to have influence in the right direction. Let's say, Father, any friend that can lure my daughter into premarital sex, be separated from her by fire right now. If there's anyone that she's moving right now that will lure her into premarital sex in all her way, Father, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that will lure my daughter into premarital sex, be separated by fire. Separate from her by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Separate her in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that will lure my daughter into premarital sex, be separated from her by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, be separated from her by fire. In the name of Jesus, be separated from her by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Separate her, Lord. Separate her, Lord. Separate her, Lord. Thank you, Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You know, we need to pray again. There are children who are in the university who are into prostitution, who are into all sorts of things. We are going to see any friend that can lure my daughter into prostitution. It is not because of money. They have money, but because they have bad friends, their parents are giving them everything they need. But because they are engaging with bad friends, they will just lure them into what is wrong. So we are going to say, Father, any friend that can lure my daughter into prostitution, go away by fire. We separate you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. We separate you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any friend that can lure my daughter into prostitution, I separate you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I separate you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I separate you by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that will lure my daughter into prostitution of any kind, I separate you by fire. I separate you by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to pray our children will not be thieves. Years back, you know, my early days in Martin and Friend and Miracle, I hear Dr. Odukoya saying, it is our children who have got enough, but somehow something will do, because of bad friends, they will be lured into what is wrong. I want us to cry to the Almighty God. Any association that can turn my daughter into a street girl, scatter them by fire. Let's cry to the Almighty God. Any association that can turn my daughter into a street girl, fighting, stealing, being a problem, Father, separate them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any association that can turn my daughter into a street girl, oh, Father, scatter them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, scatter them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, scatter them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any association that can turn my daughter into a street girl, Father, separate them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. You know, years back, homosexualism, lesbianism is a thing. It has been, yes, but it has always been in hidden. But now, even just which country was playing, and they are displaying the flag publicly, and because we don't want our daughters to be associated with men, with boys so early, we are going to pray. The spirit of lesbianism, you will not get into my daughter. Thou demon of lesbianism, recruiting children very early. You will not get into my daughter's life. You will not get to my daughter's life. My daughter, at the right time, she will decide to marry a man. In the name of Jesus Christ, good spirit of lesbianism, recruiting young girls, you will not get to my daughter. You will not get to my friend's daughter. My daughter will stand for holiness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be, Father. So shall it be, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You know, you see some ladies who are into alcoholism. It did not just start anyhow. It is a bad friend. It's a bad influence. We are going to cry to the Almighty God. Friends that will lure my daughters into alcoholism. Oh, my daughter will not befriend you. Even it can be a male, it can be a female, anyone that will lure them into alcoholism. Because we give you a play, just a little bit of it. Mix it with Sprite, mix it with Coca-Cola. This, before you know it, it goes out of hand. The state of being drunk and the state of normalism is just a sip too many. Just one sip too many. We are going to ask the Almighty God, friends that will lure our daughter to alcoholism, Father, they will not befriend them. They will not befriend them. They will not befriend them. In the name of Jesus Christ, any friend that will lure our daughter into alcoholism, my daughter will not befriend you. My daughter will not befriend you in the name of Jesus Christ. The daughter, let's pray this for the old daughters in New Song Parish. Every friend that will lure them into alcoholism, our daughters will not befriend them in the name of Jesus Christ. Our daughters will not befriend them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that will lure them into lesbianism, that will lure them to alcoholism, our children will not befriend them. Our children will not befriend them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Statistics is showing now that you have more women into drugs, into cigarettes, into hard drugs, into smoking, into things that are very challenging. Shall we cry to the Almighty God? I say, friends that will lure our children to hard drugs, into smoking, let them begin to lose interest in our daughters. Let them begin to lose interest in our daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Friends that will lure my daughter into drugs, hard drugs, into smoking, into alcoholism, into lesbianism, into street ganging, Father, let them begin to lose interest in my daughter, oh Lord. Let them begin to lose interest in my daughter, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, let there be total separation. Let there be a total separation. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to decree our daughter, your daughter will not join any evil gang. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, there are children of pastors who have gone so bad. Oh, even into deep occultism. Father, my daughter will not join evil gang. In the name of Jesus Christ. Joy Afolabi, you will not join evil gang. In the name of Jesus Christ. All the daughters of New Song Parish will not join any evil gang. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, begin to choose the right friend for my daughters. Oh, Jesus Christ, begin to choose the right friend for my daughter. Jesus Christ, begin to choose the right friend for my daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cry that Jesus will begin to choose the right friend from them. The right friend for them. The right friend from them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, choose the right friend for my daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, ask God to surround your daughter with good and godly friend, good and godly friend, good and godly friend, good and godly friend, good and godly friend. Father, surround my daughter with good and godly friends, good and godly friends. Let's cry to the Almighty God. Ah, Father, surround the daughters of New Song Parish with good and godly friends. With good and godly friends. With good and godly friends. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. Good and godly friend. Good and godly friend. Father, surround my daughters with good and godly friends, Lord Father. Going in the right direction. Going in the other, knowing that they are in the world, but they are not of the world. Knowing that they are in the world, but they are not of the world. Father, surround my daughter with good and godly friends. With good and godly friends. And let's say, Father, let the soul of my daughter be knitted with godly friends. Just godly friends. It doesn't matter where they are, let the soul of my daughter be knitted with godly friends. In the name of Jesus, let her just feel comfortable among godly people. In the name of Jesus Christ, let my daughter feel comfortable among godly people. People going to the same direction that myself and the family is going. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the soul of my daughter be knitted with godly friends. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As I shall say, Father, friends of eternal value. Friends of eternal value. Friends of eternal value. Be linked with my daughters. Be linked with my daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, friends of eternal values, friends of eternal values, be linked with my daughters, be linked with my daughters, be linked with my daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, friends of eternal value, be linked with my daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so. Because of their openness and their naiveness, I will say, Father, don't allow my friend, don't allow my daughter to befriend her enemies. Oh, don't allow my friends to be, my daughters to befriend her enemy. And I will tell you the reason why. When my father in the Lord, Pastor Yadeboye, joined the Redeemed Church, he has one good friend. He thought he was his friend. when he joined the church in 1973, he thought he was his good friend. They were doing things together. In fact, he go to his house not knowing that this person was his number one enemy. And he met him in the church. Until when the founder of the church died. And, Papa has died. Then he ran to this man. I said, Papa is gone. And the first statement, the man said, I've always hated you since you came into this church. The person that he has been friends with since 1973 told him in 1980 that I have hated you since the day you entered into the church. He said he almost urinated. Because this has been, he sleeps in his house, he is in his house, they've been friends for 7 solid years. They say, Father, don't allow my daughter to befriend her enemy. Oh, yes, because they have a glorious tomorrow. I'm telling you, every child in New Soul, that is why I'm particularly about who teaches them, who touches them, who is with them. Say, Father, don't let our daughters befriend their enemies. Oh, if they befriend them, the Father separate them. Let there be a statement that will say, it's time to back up. Let's pray for our daughters. In the name of Jesus, don't allow my daughter to befriend her enemy. Yeah, even if they've done so, Father, let there be something that will separate them, totally separate them. As a result of this prayer of tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, let's pray for all the daughters in the New Song Parish that they will not befriend their enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, the daughters of New Song, all the daughters in our church, they will not befriend their enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now begin to bless your daughter. If you have one, if you don't have one, bless the one that is yet to come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Joy Afolabi will be well with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every enemy of the gospel will not come near you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere you go, you see favor from God, from man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bad friends will not come near you. You will not come near bad friends in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be influenced negatively, but you will be a positive influencer in the name of Jesus Christ. The prepared destination that heaven has got for you, every step we take will be towards that prepared destination. You will choose the right vocation, the right discipline at the right time in the name of Jesus Christ. Your friends will be friends of God. They will be godly, they will be good, and they will love Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, my daughter, you will serve Jesus Christ. You will love Jesus Christ. You are going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. All the days of your life, you are going to move forward by fire. No evil will come near you. Every evil tongue, I condemn them in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You move from strength to strength. So shall it be, Father. Shall we just for the next 1 minute lift up the desperate for those who are believing God for children in New Song Parish, that God will open their wombs. In the name of Jesus Christ, even those who have got there, they are still believing God for a particular set, Father, hope. Just do something miraculous in this month that we may know Him as we enter into next week. It's a bridge week into our month of praise, that God will give them reason to keep on dancing, keep on praising Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, that's our prayer, Lord, this evening, Father. All the waiting mothers, or even the mothers that have already got children, they want more children, Father, that you open their wombs, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, give them daughters like Queen Elizabeth that will be leader of nation. Give them daughters like Deborah who will say, hey, come on, man, let's go. Give them daughters like Esther that will serve, that will put an end to a massacre of a race. And let your name alone be glorified. And let your name alone be glorified. The next 1 minute, please pray for yourself. Begin to bless yourself. Begin to bless yourself. It is the 26th day in this month, that the rest of the days of this year, the rest of the days of this month, the rest of the days of this month will bring you favor. Just 5 more days will bring you joy. 5 is the number for mercy, it's the number for grace. You will see grace, you will see mercy, you will see joy, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Answers will come. You will be favored everywhere you go. Even where you have been rejected, you'll be called back for good news. In the name of Jesus Christ, that your heaven will be opened everywhere you go. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, shall we thank the Almighty God for what He has done for us today again? 1 hour is already gone, an hour in His sight, an hour in His presence, just praising Him, just magnifying Him. Say, Father, thank you, even for the grace to pray for our daughters. One more time, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Father. Indeed, you are the mighty God. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, be to your holy name. Hallelujah, be to your holy name. Father, one more time, thank you. Thank you for bringing us to the hour of prayer. Thank you for the chance to pray for our daughters. Thank you for the teaching, Lord Father. Thank you for the heart to put all this to practice. Look after our daughters, Father. Bless them, Lord God Almighty. Let them be influential women in their own time, positively, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share our confession as we end this series for today? The series continues next week. Praying for our daughters. We need to pray for them. We are a growing church in Jesus' name. Shall we go as a family? My heaven is opened. I'm successful in all my doings. My name is withdrawn from the school of failure. I'm singing a new song in Jesus' name. Amen. And surely His goodness and His mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen.